Welcome back to Texans Huddle. One more segment here as the players take the field. And, you know, we've got the fans behind us, Drew. And there is no doubt when J.J. Watt walks out onto this field, you know it.
He's like the fifth Beatle. I mean, he's huge. Or the third member of Wham, if you want to do that. I don't think anyone will do that. But he is so popular.
Big George Michael fan here.
But there's always a roar when he comes onto the field, when he leaves the field. And he makes the time and signs just about every autograph that's out there to be signed. So pretty fun time. If you're a fan and you come out here, good chance you're mingling with number 99.
Absolutely. Let's take a look.
Hey, J.J. Watt.
Hey, what's going on, girl?
Can you give your picture a hug? Tell him what you said you were going to tell him.
Yeah, there's been some interesting ones. It's pretty incredible, and I just sit there and like I'm just a normal human being, man. I'm just a regular guy, but it's really special. And like I said, I know what it was like to be a fan one day outside of a training camp. So for me, if it takes a couple extra minutes or extra half hour, whatever it is, I try and get as many as I can in before I go inside and work out, because I realize how special that experience can be. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, so I spent a couple days up at a Packers training camp when I was younger. So just standing outside of a fence by the players' cars waiting for an autograph and seeing what I could get, I'm not going to lie, I'll be 100% honest here. So you stand outside like by the gate, and you don't know every player on the team. I think I got four autographs, and I didn't know one guy whose autograph I got. But it's still, like, that's what was so crazy. It's like, I have no clue who this big defensive lineman was that I got his autograph. But I was so excited because I got somebody's autograph. And so, like, I can only, like, if Brett Favre would have walked out and I got his autograph, like, I can only imagine what that would have been like. So that's just kind of the mentality I've brought with every single day. And then to see the way people react and to see the way I react if you get an autograph or something, to know that, at the time, I was like, I don't even know if they realize how much power they have to make somebody's day. And that's kind of why I've always been the way I have been with the fans, because I realize that even if it's just a handshake or a wave or a smile, you can affect somebody's entire day, entire mood, just by saying hello. And it's incredible. And I mean, just to see the way they treat me out here now, I couldn't ask for anything better. So lucky.
Patty, a lot of times practice ends at 11 a.m. and J.J. Watt's out here till 12:30, signing, mixing up with the fans. He's not alone, but he's one of the guys that's at the forefront doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Drew, thank you so much. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it and that you will be with us next week. Also, each and every night at 10 or 10:30, check your local listings. Texans training camp today as we wrap it all up for you. Have a great week, everyone.